This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopia's Human Rights Commission on Friday revised its estimate on the number of people killed in an attack by gunmen in the western part of the country. The commission said a total of 207 people were killed in Wednesday's attack, more than doubling a previous count. Local leaders blamed ethnic Gumuz people for the violence, which took place in an area known as Metekel. The Human Rights Commission said an effort is underway to identify the victims with the help of survivors and with identity cards. It also appealed for authorities to provide humanitarian assistance to the victims and people displaced by the attack. It said around 10,000 people had fled the area as a result of the violence. Regional authorities said on Thursday that troops had killed 42 armed men alleged to have taken part in the massacre. There were no details given about their identities. French health officials say the country has recorded its first case of the new COVID-19 variant that has led to new lockdowns in Britain and global travel restrictions on British residents. French Health Ministry said a French man who'd been living in England and recently returned to central France tested positive for the new variant. It said the man had no symptoms and was isolating in his home. Some other countries have already also reported cases of the new variant. They include Japan, which announced its first cases on Friday. Japan's health ministry said five people who arrived between December 18th and December 21st tested positive for coronavirus and were sent to quarantine straight from the airports. Officials said further analysis showed they had contracted the new variant of the coronavirus. British authorities have said the new coronavirus variant appears more contagious and may have led to a spike in COVID-19 cases. This is VOA News.